Welcome to the Daily Radio Bible for Kids. The day is April the 3rd, and my name's Hunter, and we are reading through the Bible. This podcast takes kids from all around the world through the Bible in a year, from Genesis all the way to the end of the book in Revelation. Today's reading comes from the book of 1 Samuel, chapter 24, verses 2 through 17, and then we're going to end our reading in the book of 1 Peter, chapter 3, verse 9. I have a question for you. What do you do when someone's mean to you? Are you mean right back? What if you could be mean to them and they wouldn't even know about it? What would you do? In our Bible study today, we have a king. His name is Saul, and he's being mean to David. In fact, he wants to kill David. I consider that being mean. And now, in this particular story, David finds Saul. He's even able to kill Saul, and Saul wouldn't even know about it. What do you think David does? Let's read and find out. 1 Samuel chapter 24, verse 2 through 17. We're reading through the New Living Translation. So Saul chose 3,000 elite troops from all Israel and went to search for David and his men near the rocks of the wild goats. At the place where the road passes some sheepfolds, Saul went into a cave to relieve himself. But as it happened, David and his men were hiding farther back in that very cave. "Now's your opportunity," David's men whispered to him. "Today the Lord is telling you, I will certainly put your enemy into your power to do with as you wish." So David crept forward and cut off a piece of the hem of Saul's robe. But then David's conscience began bothering him because he had cut Saul's robe. "The Lord knows I shouldn't have done that to my lord the king," he said to his men. "The Lord forbid that I should do this to my lord the king and attack the Lord's anointed one, for the Lord himself has chosen him." So David restrained his men and did not let them kill Saul. After Saul had left the cave and gone on his way, David came out and shouted after him, "My lord the king!" And when Saul looked around, David bowed low before him. Then he shouted to Saul, "Why do you listen to the people who say I am trying to harm you? This very day you can see with your own eyes it isn't true, for the Lord placed you at my mercy there in the cave. Some of my men told me to kill you, but I spared you, for I said I will never harm the king. He is the Lord's anointed one. Look, my father, at what I have in my hand. It is a piece of the hem of your robe. I cut it off, but I didn't kill you. This proves that I'm not trying to harm you and that I have not sinned against you, even though you have been hunting me to try to kill me. May the Lord judge between us. Perhaps the Lord will punish you for what you're trying to do to me, but I will never harm you. As that old proverb says, from evil people come evil deeds, so you can be sure that I will never harm you. Who is the king of Israel trying to catch anyway? Should he spend his time chasing one who is as worthless as a dead dog or a single flea? May the Lord therefore judge which one of us is right and punish the guilty one. He is my advocate, and he will rescue me from your power." When David had finished speaking, Saul called back, "Is that really you, my son David?" Then he began to cry, and he said to David, "You are a better man than I am, for you have repaid me good for evil." Wow, what a story. All of David's men thought that David should go and kill the king. Go and do wrong to the person who's trying to do wrong to you. Before they can do it to you, do it to them. But David knew that wouldn't be right. David knew that it would be wrong to kill the person that God had chosen to be Israel's king. Jesus tells us actually to love our enemies. No matter how wrong people's actions are, we don't have the right to act evil towards them in any way. How can you show Jesus love to someone who has hurt you? Think about that. This is what 1 Peter 3:9 says. Don't repay evil for evil. Don't retaliate with insults when people insult you. Instead, pay back with a blessing. That is what God has called you to do, and He will bless you for it. That sounds really hard, but it's possible with God. All things are possible with God, even loving our enemies. May God bless our reading today. And may God bless you, giving you the power to do the impossible, giving you the power to return kindness for insults, giving you the power to bless those who curse you, giving you the power to love your enemies. God can do it, and He can do it through you. Well, hey, my friends, we've done another day. Will you do me a big favor? Will you share the Daily Radio Bible for Kids with your friends? Let people know, hey, there's this podcast, and it's free. You can download the app at the iTunes store, and they can follow right along with us. The more the merrier, that's what I say. I'm hoping that this podcast will reach to children all around the world, that kids from every country will be listening in every day, joining us on this journey in the Word. Will you pray that that happens? Okay, my friends, let's love our enemies. Let's do the impossible. And let's come back here again tomorrow to do the same thing. Until that time, my friend, you remember that you are loved. And then share that love with someone else, even your enemy. All right, then, I'll talk to you tomorrow. You be blessed.